The competition is supported by Performance Today, a daily guided tour of music and concerts from around the world. Find out more about Performance Today and give them a listen. Head to yourclassical.org, again, that's yourclassical.org, and then click on Performance Today.
What was your experience like judging this competition at this level?
It was fascinating because it was very similar to all the other things I've ever done in this genre, whether it was a large competition or a small competition, which is to say that there were certain really amazing pianists who jumped right out at you and you remembered them for the entire length of time that we were traveling. There were a lot of people in the middle, and then there were some people at the bottom who really, in the minds of each of us, and we didn't talk too much about it while it was going on, but each of us had a group of people that we listened to and thought, no way.
By day, Pamela Mia Paul is a music professor at the University of North Texas. But in her downtime, she's one of the five judges who watched close to 150 pianists compete for only 30 spots in this year's Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. I mean, she literally had to travel the world. London, Budapest, Moscow, Seoul, and finally the U.S. to find the world's next great piano player. So watching all of those performances, she had to make some ruthless judgments.
Well, who's in the top is very easy, and I've used one of the expressions that I've used when I've spoken about this has been, when I'm sitting there and listening to somebody play, I want to feel as though I would go out and pay money to buy a ticket to hear you again. I really want to hear you again. I'm really curious about what else you have to say with other repertoire. Oh. And there were people at the bottom who either did things that seemed to really distort the music, or they were somehow in some way, either physically or musically or both, they came across as artificial.
What do you mean by physically?
Well, there is a school of unfortunate thought among some young pianists that you have to make gestures to prove how exciting you are. Your arms have to fly up into the air, or you have to make faces that indicate you're looking for great inspiration and you're so musical. And, you know, a panel of professional musicians spots that right away and thinks, no way, just say it to us through the way you're playing the music.
But when these pianists are playing from the heart and they're truly feeling the music, these gestures come naturally. At least that was the case with Jamin Shin. Remember him? He's the guy who quit playing for 10 years, only to realize that all he wanted to do was play piano.
I thought I was not, like, that expressive when I play.
Yeah.
And I actually personally would like to just stay calm, because I just want to express what I feel through the music, not like with anything else. But like one day I just have seen my own video of my performance, and I was doing quite a lot of things.
What were the things you're doing?
I don't know, like making some facial emotion, or yeah. Like, yeah, moving my head or all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, because you're concentrated though, right?
Yeah, saying it's not something that happens intentionally.
Yeah.
But as I watched that video, if I was one of the audience, I would have been a little bit bothered by that action, because I just wanted to concentrate more to the music, not like what I see actually, right?
Those gestures aren't the only thing the judges are watching for. I mean, the smallest details come under a microscope.
No, that was not an appropriate way to be dressed. All kinds of things that nobody...
Hold on. Not appropriate way to be dressed?
Well, there are ways to look beautiful on stage, and there are ways to look absolutely ridiculous on stage. And there are a lot of pianists that don't know the difference. But I can tell you that for a female who wants to be taken seriously at the piano, she's got a difficult job. She does not want to look like the washerwoman. But on the other hand, she cannot come out with a dress that goes down way south in the back or way south in the front and a slit up to her waist. She has to really be careful that she's elegant, beautiful, tasteful, something that the audience will really enjoy looking at, but she cannot look as though it's a, how shall I say this? She needs to be dressed.
Lindsay Gerritsen, well, she experienced this scrutiny firsthand. She was the one who made it into the top 30 in the last Clyburn competition. But for her, it wasn't just the judges that were paying attention to her clothes. This competition is streamed live online, which means that the whole world can tune in.
I mean, I just remember, you know, getting messages from people I didn't know, commenting on my playing, my dresses, hair, my shoes. Just like the amount of scrutiny is kind of mind-blowing.
So going back to Pamela, I know she might sound kind of harsh, but she's been on the other side of the judges' table too.
Oh, yes. The very last competition I did many, many, many years ago was the Clyburn.
Really?
Yes.
How far did you get?
I got kicked out after the first round. I was in that first bunch that they threw out.
Oh, no. And now you're back with the vengeance. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm actually back with an enormous amount of sympathy because however long ago it was, I still remember how it felt.
Yeah. How did it feel?
When my name wasn't called, I felt devastated. I went out into the corridor and one of the volunteers from the competition came to me and said, Van and Leonard Panario and Rudolf Yerkushny would like to talk to you, because the last two were on the jury. Van Clyburn himself was never on the jury, but of course he was always there. And they particularly came back to tell me how much they liked my playing, and it made me feel, of course, so much better.
So how did Pamela and the other four judges narrow down this pool from 146 pianists to 30?
We had a huge binder with a page for every pianist, and we were taking notes, and we were able to go back and rereading our notes. And we were asked very simply 2 weeks ago, that would have been Sunday, the 20th of February, we were asked to just give Jacques Marquis our 30 names.
He's the president and the CEO of the Clyburn.
And our 5 picks for alternates, and just give them to him. And he went back in the office to his computer and ran them through the computer and came back with, here are the people who got all 5 votes from you. Here are the people who got 4 votes. Here are the people who maybe got 3 votes, but they got a one or 2 maybes from somebody. And so that's how it worked.
The odds of making this cut from 146 to 30, there's basically an 80% chance that you go home. And Martin Leung, aka the video game pianist, well, he's well aware of the odds.
The saying goes, anything that's easy to get is not worth getting. So I enjoy the challenge, and I'm a competitive person, and I want to become a better classical musician. So when all these things present themselves, I'm happy to compete in the Van Clyburn.
All right, I'm gonna stop teasing you guys. This is the moment you've been waiting for, right? Who made it in? Was it Martin or Jamin or Lindsay? Let's start with Martin. He didn't make it. And I contacted him several times to talk. And this is what he wrote back. Dear James, I don't foresee that I'll have time to give another interview in the near future. My schedule's very full, including preparing for the Virginia Waring competition. It's another one of those competitions where it's my last chance to win before I exceed the competition age limit. Thank you for your understanding. Now I get it. He's busy. And he needs to focus on this other competition because this is his last opportunity to make it in the classical music world. But truthfully, I don't buy the fact that he doesn't have time. I mean, you heard him. He's a competitive person. And with that, it's probably hard to swallow a loss, especially on this scale, and on something he's prepared for his whole life. The last time we talked, Martin told me that he used to watch documentaries and coverage of the Clyburn when he was younger. It was actually a family activity. And I'm sure that talking with me about losing this competition that he's dreamed about his whole life was not high on his priority list. But Martin, this is from me to you. I truly wish you the best of luck. Next up, Jamin Shin. He also didn't make it. And like Martin, he didn't talk to me post-results. But I did ask him a while ago about what he would do if he didn't win the Clyburn.
Well, for me, Frank Clyburn is also like one of the competitions that I try out for myself. So I wouldn't actually change my like live dream, like depending on the result from Van Clyburn. Yeah, so, well, life goes on.
Jamin also aged out of this competition, but he's applied to some other ones. And hopefully, he sticks it out and doesn't leave the classical music world like he did last time. All right, last one. Lindsay Gerritsen, who made it in the top 30 last time. How did she do?
Lindsay Gerritsen is a phenomenal pianist with an enormous amount of technique. I mean, I was just staggered by the fact that anybody could play that many notes that accurately, that fast, and that well.
But she didn't make it.
I was driving a few days ago, and I got an email.
Oh, man.
You know, at this point in my life, I've done enough competitions. I've played enough concerts to not take these things so much to heart. Like, I know how these things work. You know, when they have so many great people auditioning, you know, I think they had 150 people doing recitals around the world, and they're only choosing 30 people. I know that the odds of getting in, even if I play extremely well and I felt really good, are just so low that, you know, I'll get in. So it's not like I saw the email and I started crying. It was just like, oh, you know, that's okay. This just wasn't the right opportunity for me, and there'll be another thing. So
you're 28, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, I'm 29.
So then this was probably your last time to do Van Clyburn, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Does that kind of fact bum you out a bit?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I mean, you know, if that's my only goal as a pianist, like, that would be very sad. You know, the fact that I can't do a competition anymore, because it's really, I feel like this is just the start of my career. And, you know, competitions are not able to sustain a career.
Yeah.
And so I think there are a lot of ways that you can be very proactive in getting the career that you want, the concerts that you want. You know, there's not just one way of having a career anymore as a performer. So for me, you know, this just means I can do a lot of different things and try to be a little bit more creative in the projects that I want to be doing and not just relying on a competition to help me with that.
The Clyburn is no joke. It's ruthless to its contestants. And I was honestly shocked that Lindsay didn't make it. I mean, Pamela just raved about Lindsay's performance. So what's the deal, Pamela? Why did she make the cut?
I have it on paper, but I can't tell you.
Oh, bummer. It's a secret society. You can't know. It's just
otherwise we'll get poisoned if we say anything.
Let's hope no one poisons us for making this podcast. Because next episode, we'll introduce you to a contestant who did make the top 30. The competition is hosted by me, James Kim. Alyssa Dudley and Cameron Kell are the producers. Andrew Epen wrote this sweet outro music you're hearing. Until next time.
I'm Fred Child, the host of APM's Performance Today, your daily guided tour of concerts around the world. PT is glad to support this podcast, the competition. And by the way, I'll be there at the final round of the 2017 Van Cliburn competition. I'll be the MC for the awards ceremony on June 10th. Check out more from the Cliburn and from the classical scene around the planet. Go to yourclassical.org, click on Performance Today.